You are listening to WSIU, powered by you. I'm Jennifer Fuller. Governor Bruce Rauner is calling on lawmakers to shift state pension costs to local school districts and universities in an effort to balance the state budget, while also charting a path to start rolling back last year's income tax increase that lawmakers approved over his vetoes. Jack Tichenor talked with legislative leaders of both parties following yesterday's speech for Public Media's Illinois Lawmakers series. Jack, thanks for coming in. What did they think?
Well, about what you'd expect. It's a $38 billion budget proposal with $350 million in surplus spending. And the reaction came down pretty well along party lines. Democratic Senate President John Cullerton told me the governor's already $1.5 billion off by just coming out of the gate.
It was deceptive. We met with the governor this morning. He said he wanted to roll back taxes. He said he wanted to put more money into education. This proposal does not roll back any taxes, and it puts less money into education. That's what's really so deceptive about it. I mentioned to him this morning that he had been going around saying he was against last year's tax increase, and yet he's spending all of it in this budget. He's not talking about getting rid of it at all. In fact, it makes his budget challenge a lot easier.
The centerpiece to Rauner's budget is trying to address the state's pension crisis. Roughly $8 billion of the $36 billion state budget now goes toward the five public employee pension systems, which are unfunded, as we know, to the tune of around $129 billion. So what he's trying to do is move that red ink off the state's books down to local units of government and universities where he thinks the decisions ought to be made. Basically, this is shifting pension costs from Chicago public schools, downstate and suburban schools, and state universities. The problem is, once those pension costs for the local school districts, for example, are shifted 25% a year over a four-year period, property taxes are going to go up. And our property taxes in Illinois are neck and neck with New Jersey in terms of leading the country in property taxes. He's also talking about saving another $900 million a year by implementing a pension reform plan that was proposed last year by President Cullerton that offers teachers and other state employees a choice between annual cost of living increases or having their raises count toward retirement. That's called consideration. The governor believes the savings could allow the state to scale back a quarter of a percentage point from that 4.95% rate that was passed last summer. The Senate Republican leader, Bill Brady of Bloomington, says this is a good starting point to launch this year's budget negotiations.
The governor said we need to work together in a bipartisan way. I've laid out a blueprint that's balanced. My only absolutes are it's got to be balanced. He's laid one out. I'm sure there are things in this budget that the governor doesn't particularly care for, and there's things that other people don't. But I think it's a good start, and it's a fair and equitable way to get us to a balanced budget.
The governor, in addition to shifting the pension cost down to local school districts, is also talking about a projected $470 million savings by removing health insurance from collective bargaining discussions and with state employee unions. And there's also adjustments to be made in terms of retiree health insurance premiums. So all of this kind of begs the question, is this thing really balanced? Because it's built on a lot of assumed savings, like previous budgets of the governor's. The General Assembly would like to, for the General Assembly actually to pass this cost shift, they would have to actually do that. That's a really big lift because of that cost shift going down to local school districts, increasing local property tax rates. That's a big lift for lawmakers, so I'm not sure that's going anywhere. It also assumes Democrats and some Republicans are going to abandon their traditional allies by cutting health insurance for retirees and removing it from the collective bargaining discussions. That's not a given. Republicans, in addition to Democrats, have a lot of state employees in their districts who would be impacted by this. And all of this, of course, the potential consideration model for pension reform, that's untested legally because we have a Supreme Court decision from a few years back that says the benefits are not going to or shall not be impacted, shall not be changed. It would have to go through that. It would be another couple of years before you could actually build that into your budget base. So what we have here really, Jennifer, is like Leader Brady said, this is a launching point for the discussions this year.
Certainly several hurdles to overcome, mm-hmm. So what's liable to happen?
Well, the good news coming out of all this is this was a speech. It's a political speech. They are all political speeches, as you know. And I think at the end of the day, both parties realize that this budget as proposed will not be enacted as it was laid out. There will be a lot of negotiations. The one thing that did strike me was leaders from both parties said, we don't really have any stomach to go into another budget impasse at the end of May. There's a belief that they are going to get through this. The Democrats basically believe the budget that they put together with some Republican help last year, there may need to be some cuts, but it will be enough to get the state through the fiscal year that starts on July 1 of this year.
Jack Tichner, host of Illinois Lawmakers and on WSIU. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
You're listening to WSIU, proudly powered by you.